Last year, the Assembly approved a conditional use permit allowing heliski company Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, or SEBA, to operate a heliport off Chilkat Lake Road. Some neighbors think the quiet area close to dozens of residences is not appropriate for helicopter operations. 26-mile resident Jessica Placia appealed the Assembly's decision in court. Even before that case, the borough expressed interest in conducting a noise study to gauge the impacts of helicopters in the area. The study cost the borough $41,300. It was conducted by Mead and Hunt and BridgeNet International. Paul Dunholter is one of the authors. He said the study measured a few things. First, the noise helicopters make in comparison to the ambient or background sound of the area. Helicopter sound at the helipad site reached 100 decibels. Dunholter said at the four sites where sound was measured, the ambient noise averaged between 20 and 35 decibels. He says that's really quiet, similar to what you would find in a national park.
In the 20s is a very low ambient. You know, you will find urban areas are much higher than that. They'll be in the 50s or so, and you know, more undeveloped areas will be maybe in the 30s.
He says the low ambient helps explain another factor the study measured, the duration of time you can hear the helicopter noise when it operates. For each of the flights, the average time above ambient was about 6 minutes. Some of the noise from the flights lasted as much as 12 minutes. The maximum noise level for the site at the helipad was about 100 decibels. For the site furthest, it was about 65.
So those are, you know, clearly audible events if you've got an ambient in the 20s.
But it's not the maximum noise levels that can be compared to current federal standards. The Federal Aviation Administration uses a cumulative metric called DNL that measures how loud helicopters are and how often the noise occurs, and then averages it throughout the day. At the closest residential site where noise was measured, the average DNL was 51. The FAA maximum is 65 for residential land. And that was the standard that the study used, because there are no local regulations. During the week in March that the firm recorded helicopter noise, there were 9 flights. Study authors admit that was probably low, so they calculated for 5, 10, 15, and 20 flights a day. For 10 flights per day, the DNL at the closest residential site is 59. For 20, it's 62, getting close to the FAA maximum. 26-mile resident Placia says the study's use of a measurement called A-weighting is misleading. A-weighting mimics how the human ear hears sound, and it favors mid-range frequency noise. It discounts low-frequency noise. Placia said it's not a valid means to measure helicopter sound.
Why would you want to produce a report pretending that noise isn't there?
Dunholter said that's an argument that's out there in the industry. He said if they had used C-weighting, which measures lower frequencies, there's no criteria to compare it with. In his view, they use the best measurement available, even if they don't get the whole picture. He says the problem with noise is there's no perfect measurement. Everyone reacts differently to sound.
The whole noise, community noise thing is a fluid, argumentative environment of people not agreeing, but this, the A-weighted is what is really used by government agencies for assessing helicopter noise at this point in time.
Right now, the area around 26 Mile is zoned for general use. If residents want the heliport off the table, they could petition to zone it residential. George Campbell was one of 3 borough assembly members at the meeting. He said since the data in the study is from 1 week in March, it's not enough information to make a zoning change.
They had a very short window of time that they were there. We had a strange winter. We didn't have the snowmobile activity we normally do out of 26 Mile. Right now, you can sit there and hear ATVs running up and down the roads. You can hear, you know, there's buses going up and down the roads and stuff. So it's interesting data, but it's a very small snapshot.
One criticism some people have leveled at the borough is why pay for a noise study when there are no local noise regulations to compare its results to? Borough manager Dave Sosa has said the study could be used if the borough were to come up with local noise regulations. But the assembly members at the meeting didn't seem keen to make that sort of recommendation yet. Sosa said there are two businesses that are planning to submit requests for heliport conditional use permits, including SEBA at 26 Mile, since their permit has expired. Sosa urged the assembly not to put the study aside, but to use it to make decisions about what he calls a long-standing issue.
What do we want to do to deal with an issue that has is repeatedly coming before the assembly and the planning commission, and which needs resolution?
The noise study will likely come up as a discussion topic before the full borough assembly at an upcoming meeting. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.